it was St. Patrick, wasn't it, who drove the snakes from Ireland? He banished the snakes from Ireland. 1300 057 222.
Drive with Vicky Kerrigan on 105.7 ABC Darwin.
29 past four. Vicky here with you this afternoon, and I hope that you are well. Look, I got a text yesterday afternoon from a disgruntled listener in Katherine about Power and Water's plan to leave you without power Thursday the 13th from midnight until around 4 a.m. We have had a reply from Power and Water, and I'll deliver you that information soon. If it's not satisfactory to you, then I've got the phone number as well for Power and Water that you can call to make a complaint. So stick around and I'll give you that information. Hey, it's getting hot, yeah? The humidity is really starting to build, and well, sometimes I fantasize about walking around with an air conditioner in my clothes. Mickey Murdoch would prefer a series of tiny little fans just kind of blowing air on his body. I'd like an air conditioner in my clothes. Our futurist Marcus Barber is here to talk to us once again about the future of clothes, a conversation that we started last week. Hello.
Vicky, how are you?
Look, I'm excited about the possibility of clothes which can capture energy, and I'm wondering if these clothes which can capture energy and create power, could we end up with little fans in our clothes or air conditioners?
Well, I'm sure we could, but I don't know if that's going to be the best use of the energy we capture from walking around every day streets. They've got simpler methods at the moment for, you can basically store an ice cube in your clothing and that'll keep you cool for long enough, and I think that's probably a simpler way and a better use of the technology.
No, we are, oh no, okay, so an ice cube that wouldn't actually melt, we could have like a mini fridge on our coccyx.
Yeah, it's going to melt over time, but it would certainly do the job more effectively than trying to wire yourself up to an air conditioning unit.
Can you explain these wearable electronics?
Okay, so the concept of wearable electronics is where your mobile phone disappears and is now inside your clothing, as well as any other little item of electronics that might be able to build into the fabric itself. So there's going to be things like heart monitors, stress detectors, all that sort of stuff, as well as a way to capture energy when you walk. So your footwear is going to have a little energy capture, and that will power the devices.
Is this going to make us more obsessed about our health, or could this actually be life-saving devices?
Oh, I think there's a great possibility of it being life-saving devices, certainly in terms of in-home monitoring and with an elderly patient, or let's say I'm a diabetic wandering around the supermarket. My clothing might be able to tell you when my diabetes is about to kick in, I'm about to have a hypo, I might need to take some medication. And those sorts of applications will be great at life-saving, particularly if people don't know why you've suddenly collapsed in the middle of a shopping centre.
Singlets that monitor blood pressure.
Yes.
Tell me about those.
So if you think about the process now where you might go to a doctor and it sort of wraps a little band around you and pumps it up either electronically or you know, those little black little rubber balls that they sort of pump up, effectively the singlet will do that for you. So it's going to be a constant monitor of your blood pressure levels, and if you're a recent heart patient that needs to be mindful of those sorts of things, it's going to report either into you to your mobile device or remotely it'll send a message off to a doctor who then might contact you and say, hey, you need to just take a chill pill and take a big deep breath.
Shouldn't we be able to figure that out anyway?
Well, yes, but we tend not to. If you think about the amount of times you're in behind the wheel and you're a bit frustrated with the traffic around you or in front of you or not being able to get anywhere, we tend not to be very good at just saying, okay, let's take a bit of a breath, take the foot off the accelerator, let's just calm down, I'm really only going to lose 2 minutes. So these sorts of devices are going to be a way to alert you to the fact that maybe you're getting a little bit involved when maybe you should be just easing your way back into the couch.
Do you know what, Marcus? I'm obviously too much of a hippie because I just think that, for goodness sake, if we need a device to tell us that we need to calm down and take a deep breath, then we are way too busy in our world and it just shouldn't be necessary.
Yeah, I agree. Some of us have partners to do that for us and some of us don't. Some of us are better at self-managing. So, look, I agree with you, but this is just another application and extension of everyday tools that we're seeing now in medical devices and other things. So they're going to sort of be more commonplace where we won't have to go somewhere to have a checkup so much. just the clothing we put on or the jacket we wear, the runners we use, will be more than enough to do that monitoring for us. And the possibility is we'll be able to download that information from our day and have a look at when we had high-stress moments or low-stress moments, when we looked at the way we were eating or not, to monitor how we're getting ourselves through the day. And the reality is we tend not to pay enough attention to our life and how we manage it. And that's, you know, a huge cause of stress for people.
That's kind of my point, though, I suppose, is that maybe we need to be paying more attention to our own lives as opposed to relying on pieces of equipment to do it for us. Look, Marcus, just before I let you go, the fun bit about this, well, I think that this is fun, clothing that can make you invisible.
Yeah, look, they're working on invisibility cloaks, and they're actually quite successful at doing so now. So there's two formats, one where the front of your clothing, let's say I'm looking at you from front on and you want to be somewhat invisible. Why? I don't know. I've seen your photo on the web. But let's say you wanted to be invisible. What would happen is it would take a camera shot from behind you and reflect that onto the clothing in front of you, so you'd effectively blend into the background. And that's available now. And the other one that's coming is interesting, is bending light so that your shape morphs into the background in a different way. Much more advanced technology, but that's available to you now.
What? You've got to explain that a little bit more. I'm not understanding that.
All right, so if you imagine I was looking straight at you, but behind you was a picture of a tree. What happens is the back of your clothing would take a photographic image of the tree that's behind you and project it onto the front of you. So where you would normally block out part of the tree, now your clothing is representing effectively a movie screen of the tree that you're blocking.
Camouflage.
Yeah. How amazing is that?
Why would I want to do that? What, just in case a crocodile was chasing me and I want to...
I don't know. Maybe you've become a stalker in your part-time. Maybe you don't want to be seen wearing a Collingwood football jumper or something. Look, it could be any sorts of reasons, but the technology is available to you now.
Sorry, Marcus, I'm asking you too many questions today, aren't I? We will talk to you soon. Thank you.
No worries,
bye. Marcus Barber, the futurist. I'm getting philosophical on the futurist, and he's just wanting to tell us what the possibilities are for the future. 24